Vayakel Moshe's Koladas Bnei Israel. Moshe gathers the entire Jewish people. It's the only time in all of Chumash where it actually says that Moshe gathers the entire people. And what does he tell them? About Shabbos. But we know about Shabbos already. A few times in Torah it already says about Shabbos. What's the whole big gathering about? And also, the wording of the text is strange. Sheishes yomim te'osa melacha, for 6 days of the week. Now, te'osa melacha, we usually translate, your work shall be done. You shall do your work for 6 days, but if anyone knows diktuk, grammar, which I don't, but the books point out that it doesn't say 6 days you shall do your work. It says sheishes yomim te'osa melacha, your work should be done. Your work shall like just get done. Te'osa, it should get done, your work. And then it says, and on the seventh day, Shabbos Shabbosain. Now, Shabbos Shabbosain is usually the words that the Torah uses for Yom Kippur. Shabbos Shabbosain is like the Shabbos of all Shabboses. So why is the Torah here calling a regular Shabbos, Shabbos Shabbosain, a Shabbos of all Shabboses? So you have these three scriptural incongruities, these three scriptural questions. What's this big gathering that Moshe Rabbeinu does to just teach about Shabbos, which he did already? Number two, Sheishes Yomim Te'osim Melacha. Your work should get done. Seemingly you have to do your work. And the third one, Shabbos Shabbosin. You'll have this special Shabbos of all Shabboses. The Lubavitch Rebbe says that these three things answer one another. You see, Moshe Rabbeinu, our teacher, is not gathering us to tell about us about Shabbos. He's teaching us how to live the rest of the week. Because you see, there are two ways of going about doing our work during the 6 days of the week. There are two ways of going about earning a living, working for a living, getting our mundane things done. One way is by completely investing ourselves, totally enveloping ourselves in the mundane things we need to do. That our hearts and our minds are completely submerged within the mundane tasks we need to do. That's called Sheishes Yomim Tasa, 6 days doing things. But there's a deeper way of living in the world. And that's that although our hands are submerged, our hands are involved in the mundane, but our hearts and our minds are still directed up to God. Our hearts and our minds are still above the water, still swimming above the water. You see, the verse in Psalms where King David says that we're supposed to work for a living is Yegia kapecha ki toichel, when you will eat the labor of your hands. But as Chassidus says, it doesn't say the labor of your head, Yegia roishcha. It says Yegia kapecha, the labor of your hands. But your heart and mind, your pleasure is still supposed to always be with Hashem. Now, of course, this doesn't mean that you shouldn't put your head into your work. I don't think any of us would be interested in going to like a cardiologist that didn't put their heart and mind into their job, or even taking a lawyer or even a teacher that their head was not involved in their work. But the question is, where is one's pleasure directed? Where is one's ultimate concern directed, in the words of Paul Tillich? There's a way of being involved in the things, mundane things of this world, that one is also feeling that essentially everything I'm doing is to build the mundane world into a sanctuary for God. And therefore, when I work during the 6 days, it's Sheishes Yomim Te'osa. It's as if the work is done by itself. I'm not fully submerged in it. My hands is my chitzonius, the outer parts of who I am are involved in it. But my ultimate pnimius, my tainug, the deepest part of who I am, my heart of hearts, is always still directed to Hashem. And if I live that way during the sixth of the week, then my Shabbos is a Shabbos dika Shabbos. It's a Shabbos Shabbosin. You see, if I live the whole 6 days of the week just submerged in the mundane, and then I show up to Shabbos, how could I expect to have a Shabbos dika Shabbos, a Shabbos Shabbosin? If the whole week my heart and mind is completely submerged within the water, I don't swim properly the whole week. The whole week my heart, my mind, I'm completely submerged in things of this world, and then I show up to Shabbos, how could I have a Shabbos Dika Shabbos? How could I daven properly on Shabbos? I can't at the last minute on a Friday afternoon pick my head up out of it and then think of Hashem. It's how I am during the rest of the week. That's how my Shabbos goes. That's what Moshe Rabbeinu gathered the entire Jewish people to teach us, how to have a Shabbos Shabbosin, a Shabbos Dika Shabbos. And that's by having a Shabbos Dika week, that even during the week, It's only my hands that are involved in the things of this world, but really I'm ultimately always with my head up to Hashem. Good Shabbos.